Tonight's essay in this week's series, You Ain't Heard Nothing Yet, was written and presented by Jonathan Coe. Tomorrow night, Camille Paglia explores the soundtracks of her life. The essay tomorrow at 10:45.
The sound of cinema on BBC Radio 6 Music. The words tell the story.
He pulled the ripcord and his parachute blossomed. His machine crashed into the moorland below.
The sound sets the scene.
He pulled the ripcord and his parachute blossomed. His machine crashed into the moorland below.
I'm Jarvis Cocker, and on Sunday, I'll be exploring the wonderful world of the movie sound effect. Join me on my journey around Pinewood Studios to learn about the art, craft, and history of the unsung hero of cinema.
Jarvis Cocker's Sound Effects Special.
Sunday afternoon from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's Tuesday, it's 11 o'clock. It's time for this week's first Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
East London Avon Marching Band is how they describe themselves. They're called Perhaps Contraption, led by Squire Squire. And that was a track called You Bring Out the Savage in Me from their album Listening Bones. And do look out for them because they're out and about quite a lot and they're involved with lots of street theatre and dance projects. And welcome to another week of Late Junction. I'm Fiona Talkington here with you late at night, Tuesday to Thursday. And here's something from a rather interesting album I'm featuring right across the week.
Autumn. The score of this piece can be found in Chapter 5 of Here and Now.
Now that you have heard these brief examples, we hope that you will read Here and Now with even more interest and that it will encourage you to introduce in your own schools some of the ideas mentioned by John Painter.
Thank you.
Well, that's from a wonderful album, lovingly put together by Johnny Trunk. Recordings from the 1950s to the 70s, which are exactly what the album title says, Classroom Projects. They pay tribute to the dedication and adventurous spirit of music teachers and pupils. First of all, that was Autumn from the pupils of Heslington School in York from a book called Here and Now. Yes, just like our programme here on Radio 3, which was an introduction to new music in schools. And then the Like Wake Dirge from an LP from 1969 called Sounds and Silence, with various schools credited, but who's on which track, we just don't know. So they could be from York or Chichester or Birmingham. But that was a great atmospheric version of a traditional song. And I'll play you more from the Classroom Project album tomorrow night. Well, I played you a couple of tracks from the new album by Lisa Knapp last week, and I just can't resist another one. Here's a song called Two Ravens, with Lisa joined here by Martin Carthy on guitar and other instrumentals by Jerry Diver.
Break and unwind yourself. So we try.
Lisa Knapp, Martin Carthy and Jerry Diver, and two ravens from Lisa's new album, Hidden Seam. Lisa's on tour very shortly. She's going to be at the West End Club in Barry Island on the 9th of October and then in Penzance on the 26th. And she's got dates going into November and December, so check out her website for all the latest information on where she's playing. Now, my producer, Peter, was in Cairo earlier on in the summer. He came back with stories and music, and he was telling me that in every coffee shop he came across the sound of Umm Kulthum, the biggest voice throughout the Arab music world in the last century. But he also encountered a new, irreverent, lo-fi electronic sound of the street, electro-shabby. But let's start in Egypt's past.
Thank you. Model remix.
Sound of Electro Shabby from Cairo, and thanks for sending us that track to the Tilburg-based DJ collective Cairo Liberation Front, who are really taking the street music from Cairo and putting it into European clubs. And before that, the voice of legendary Egyptian singer Umm Kulthum, whose sound can be heard still in the shops and cafes across Cairo, even nearly 40 years after her death. Now, the sax player Mats Gustafsson adds keyboards to his list of accomplishments on the new release by Fire. Johan Bertling and Andreas Verlin are the other members of the trio. Without Noticing is just out on Runa Gramophone, whose owner said to me a couple of weeks ago how hard it is at the moment to stem the flow of excellent music being produced. Keep it coming's what I say. From Fire, this is Tonight, More, Much More, Without Noticing.
Thank you.
Agnes Obel and a song called A Curse. Following on from Fire, that's Mats Gustafsson, Johan Bertling and Andreas Verlin. That comes from their new album called Without Noticing. Agnes, by the way, tours later on this month. On the 21st, she's at the Union Chapel in London. On the 22nd, at the Colston Hall in Bristol. On the 23rd, Dublin's Vicar Street. And on the 24th, at the CCA in Glasgow. And it strikes me there are so many really great concerts and tours happening at the moment. So do feel free to drop us an email if you've been to see something particularly brilliant that you'd like to tell us about. It's late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Oliver Henriksen's got a new album out with a really interesting idea behind it, I think, taking us into what he calls, and what gives the album its title, places of worship, spaces, ruins, buildings, and opening up possibilities for reflection, perhaps across a whole range of emotions like stillness right through to fear. Jan Bang is a key partner on the album. They're here together in Abandoned Cathedral, guitar samples from Eivind Aarseth.
Thank you. pull the world over my eyes. Got no splinter in my mind. Could you be anyone? Anyone? You leave the message written. Ten in street signs. Lit up like neon. Like only you can turn them on. Sometimes in the afternoon, just because it feels that way. Disease of distrust. It's mended by the silver light of silence and the blue of a buoyant sky. Rivers flowing backwards like a child of a wandering mind. Slippery with forgetting, feeling fine. Thank you. resurrection. State of grace, my prized possession. Living like lovers too.
Well, that was a track called Supernatural, recorded in California earlier on this year. Steve Lawson, Daniel Berkman and the singer Artemis. And that comes from a really rich treasure trove of recordings from Steve's tour, and a real labour of love, I know, producing albums from the tour, which you can check out via Steve's website. And Arve Henriksen before, and Abandoned Cathedral, which comes from his new album called Places of Worship. Arve is here in the UK next month with his Norwegian Requiem, and he'll be at the Sage Gateshead, LSO St Luke's in London and St George's in Bristol. Now, I do love this next piece. It's a setting by William Matthias of the Ave Verum Corpus. It seems so gentle and reflective, but then it encounters this hint of a deliciously jazzy twist in the middle. The Wells Cathedral Choir here with the organist Jonathan Vaughan, conducted by Matthew Owens. Was a piece called Topaz by Ian Chambers, based on sounds from a gamelan, bicycle bells on the Regent's Canal in London, Tibetan bowls and wine glasses. Now, Ian's a member of a group called the Langham Research Centre who love using what they call the personalities and imperfections of tape machines. And they're playing at Café Otto in London tomorrow night with Peter Blegvad. And they'll be including the premiere of a piece they've all written called Eschatology, a radiophonic exploration of ending and decay, as well as music by John Cage. Doors open tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And before that, a piece I think is really quite stunning, the Ave Verum Corpus by William Matthias. You heard Matthew Owens conducting the Wells Cathedral Choir and the organist Jonathan Vaughan. The Tusk Festival is coming up in Newcastle the weekend after next, and in advance of the festival, they're releasing a track from one of last year's highlights, Local Heroes, the Unit Amma.
The workers on the SB line for strikes are out of call. But Casey Jones, the engineer, he wouldn't strike at all. His boiler, it was leaking, and the driver's on the bum. And the engines and the bear, and they were all out of plumb.
Casey Jones
kept his junk pile running.
Casey Jones
was working double time.
Casey Jones
got a wooden medal for being good and faithful on the SB line. The worker said to Casey, won't you help us win this strike? But Casey said, let me alone, you'd better take a hike. Well, Casey's wheezy engine ran right off the wheezy track, and Casey hit the river with an awful smack.
Casey Jones
hit the river bottom.
Casey Jones
broke his bloomin' spine.
Casey Jones
turned into an angel. He got a trip to heaven on the SB line. When Casey got to heaven way up to that pearly gate, he said, I'm Casey Jones, the guy that pulled the SP freight. You're just the man, said Peter, our musicians are on strike. You can get a job of scabbing anytime you like.
Casey Jones
got a job in heaven.
Casey Jones
was doing mighty fine.
Casey Jones
went scabbing on the Angels, just like he did to workers on the SP line. Well, the Angels got together, they said it wasn't fair for Casey Jones to go around a scabbing everywhere. The Angels Union number 23, they sure were there. They promptly fired Casey down the golden stair.
Casey Jones,
I went to hell a flying.
Casey Jones,
the devil said opine.
Casey Jones,
get busy shoveling sulfur, it's what you get for scabbing on the SB line.
That was Pete Seeger and the Almanac Singers and the Ballad of Casey Jones, following on from the Unit Ammer, released by the Tusk Festival. And the Tusk Festival takes place in Newcastle-upon-Tyne from the 11th to the 13th of this month. Now, a great hit at the Latitude Festival this summer was Troika, Kit Downs, Chris Montague and Joshua Blackmore. Here they are, closing the Late Junction stage on the Saturday night.
Thank you.
Very excellent troika. That's Kit Downs, Chris Montague and Joshua Blackmore, recorded on the Lake Junction stage at this year's Latitude Festival. And I'm going to end Lake Junction tonight with music to celebrate the BBC's Sound of Cinema season. Part of Philip Glass's score for Godfrey Reggio's 1982 film Koyaanisqatsi, Scatsi, a slow-motion and time-lapse film which explores the meaning of the title, which comes from the Hopi language, Unbalanced Life. Till tomorrow, good night. Thank you.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. For this first hour tonight, a performance from October 2012 of the Lagrime di San Pietro, The Tears of St. Peter, by Lassus, his swan song, in fact. It's a collection of 20 Italian madrigals scored for unaccompanied voices, all on the theme of St. Peter's denial of Christ and his subsequent remorse. And they're rounded off by a Latin motet representing the rebuke of the crucified Christ. The texts for the madrigals are all from a vast collection by the Neapolitan poet Luigi Tansillo. Early in his life, Tansillo had fallen foul of the Roman Inquisition because of an erotic bacchanal he'd written, and with these sacred texts he was hoping to reinstate himself. And Lassus's setting of them could also be seen as a penitential gesture. He completed the Lagrime in 1594, the year he died. The singers are Il Canto di Orfeo.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.